Okay. Dvarim Shmulei Venim Dvarim. So, we go from the most extreme shitas. As we'll see, there's a whole spectrum of how to understand, which goes hand in hand with understanding what we mean by piv libo shovin. You have the Ravid, that I simply don't care what you wanted, that Lev doesn't count. You wanted an Asa X and you Asad Y. You're stuck with what you said. To the degree, now, we have a halacha paschitim pasorim. Says you make a mistake, that's not a dibur. But let's say you don't finish what you were going to say. It says, too bad. What you said you wanted to say, even though you wanted to say something extra, I don't care. You're stuck with what you have. You're us and all the pasts in the world. Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says that, no, he has to defend the Rif. A separate Zeres HaKosef. L'chola sheyavate. Even if I say part of what I want to say, Lev doesn't count. Except, that means, and the Ramban is more extreme than the Rambam, for instance, that if you beat someone up, and he says, Rotsani, it's clear, he doesn't rotsa, he said Rotsani, it's Rotsani. Das is dibur, dibur is das, is not, we are totally unconcerned what's happening inside your mind. So says the Ramban, except in the Dorim, Shvuas, there are two separate Gzeres HaKosevs. One is, if I say an incomplete statement that per se doesn't mean anything, it means something by context. And even that is unclear, but that's Yodos Nadarim, Nazir over Lafonov, and he said he meant to be a Nazir. So, and that's one type of incomplete statement. But I said everything I wanted to say. Hey. Sometimes I said, that is Lindo Nezador, Hazel, Rabbos, Yodos Nadarim, Kanadarim. So, something I wanted to say, a full statement, and I said part of the statement. So then what I want, and I wanted to ask the paschitim, and I said the word pas, I wanted to say paschitim, but I just think I didn't, as something happened, I got distracted, I didn't say the whole thing. Kol. So you go after what he wanted to ask. Separate Gzeres HaKosev. It's not, I said what I wanted to say, pas, but I didn't finish it, and therefore I wanted to ask the pas chitim. The lev is mashlimit, and he asked what the lev wanted to ask. That's the Ramban. But again, Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam are working within the same basic framework. Dvarim shebelev enim dvarim is exactly what it says. Dvarim shebelev count for zero. Zero. Now, Nodim laharogim, he says onus is different. He doesn't explain why onus is different. The Rashba explains Rabbeinu Tam in the Mail of the Ramban and says that Eino Hanami, onus is different. Why? He says an ansade. An ansade means 99% umdina. And that 99% umdina spells out what I want. It's as if I said it. That is the first shot. Second, he seems to say that's Rabbeinu Tam, and brings in the Yerayim, that what I say, this is, in context, this is the way people talk, and this is what they mean in that context. You don't go by the dictionary definition, it's the contextual definition. Where is he coming from, contextual definition? It's a Gemara that began Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Shua Shol Chaloch. Masarvimbo. Someone's chasing me. You're going to eat my, you're coming over to the house for lunch. You're coming over to the house for lunch. You're coming over to the house for lunch. No, no, no. You're coming over to my house for lunch. So I say, Shua Shol Chaloch. I take a Shua. Am I going to eat in your house? I say, but the words, the dictionary words are Shua Shol Chaloch. What am I trying to say is Beloshim Bitmia. I'm going to eat it. So there also, context fleshes out what those words mean. I don't just take the dictionary meaning of what it says. The Rashba rejects it. When the Rashba rejects it, he says no. He says, why, if Yadus Nadarim is not except for Xerasakos Nadarim, why don't I extend it to everywhere? The Ligma Mineh. I, the Gemara, also wants to extend it. Because of that, when the Rashba rejects it, the Rashba says, Dvarim Shebelev Ha'enam Dvarim, mean what? Lev can be Mashlim Dibur as long as it doesn't contradict Dibur. Okay. Now, Shush, now, in what circumstance, and that's the one unclear thing in both the Rashba and the Rambam. The Pashas of the Rashba is under all circumstances. So the Rashba says, what do you do about Nodur laharogim v'lacharamim? Dogim laharogim v'lacharamim? If I say a shua called Peber Shubu Olam Osra Alai, does that mean, and I wanted to say Hayom, but I couldn't say Hayom, so the lev is mashlim his deeper. Is it because of onus, or I didn't get around to saying it? Or as I want, now, the question is, and here is, we get to what Tosfos says, we get to the Rashba says. When I talk stam, do I take the words meaning exactly what it is? Or I say, some people, when they say, I won't eat, mean today, tomorrow, a week, etc. Let's see the Rashba carefully inside, what stam means. And here, yes. Speak louder. Where on? Good question. When I get back at the end to the suya and the chofam ra'alos to tie everything together, we'll have to deal with that. Excellent. Excellent question. But we're getting back to Chof Amar Aleph, the Tosus there, the Psakta, and everything. But the Ramban never says context. Ramban says owner shiny. Right? That's all he says. Comes along the Rashba and begins an Anansari. And then he says, but the Yerayim says something different. Right? The Yerayim says context. And it's not clear that Ramban would say it, number one. But the idea of context is excellent from that point. I'm planning when we get back at the end of this thing, because we're going to have to get back, you'll see very quickly, to the Sugya Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Okay. Now, says the Rashba like this. It's the Rashba, well, the Rashba Kedusha. Rashba says like this. Kol ki hai lo dia klal advarim shabalev. He says, Chamirin dvarim shalev enim dvarim, hainu she'enim dvarim levatel ma she'oma bepiv. The Zovin. V'hoye belibo tanai she'yali Yerushalayim. V'homas sovo yisi she'i kahanas. I thought she said kohen. V'chun kulo. Kol she'n dvarim belibo enim mvatlin ma'isof. They're not mvatel the mechir, they're not mvatel the nether. Elo makayimim dvarav. Kenozit, he wanted a mechira. Dvarim shalev can't cancel out the mechira. But he wanted to be a nozit. Sha'ama. What did he say? He said a hey. All he wanted to say is a hey. But he wanted to be a nozit. So his desire there should be in there that you the lev as mashlim the dibur. O machashiv betruma shein dod. Divrei libo mevatlin shum dova have a dvarim ve'ein ze b'chal divrei rova klal kach nirali. Ah, v'hodet nam in a darim not a b'korban or not a b'korban. Okay, that's nothing to do. Yesh ledaktik. What about no doing harogim? He says, where does he say that? A little later. He says, Mehadi Amrinan on the next page. Dvaram Shalevinam Dvaram Diktik Harivid. No. Where is this? Where he says it's Drabonan. What? In Shavuos he says it. Oh, okay. So then in Shavuos he says it. Okay, fine. He says like this. Well, he could the daiki. Shmait mehi perk dalad nadara. Meshum onus haba amalo. Kol shotzi besfosav. Aval gav logoma belibos. Yesh meshitirits. Shmuel dina ubetam lechochem. That's Tosfos. Ukva hara. Okay, wait a second. Umi afil vayin nadara. Meshotzi besfosav. Mashagoma belibo. So Pirish Pesos of La'olam, El Sosam, Enim Adin, also, Gom Abliba Hayom, Fil Lahotzi Mitzas Onus, Tavalei Kigom Abliba, Hotzi Pas Chitim, Hotzi Pas Tam. He told me, Hochi, he says, I wanted to say Hayom, but I couldn't say Hayom. He says, Kigom Abliba, Hotzi Pas Chitim, Hotzi Pas Tam. He lo tema hochi, shor rabbonim misham onsa, yisur et reise. The man rabbonim hu de osa, mokom onus lo hemidu devrei. What does he say? So he says like this. There are two times we have lev, and two different times I have lev. Hey, I said everything I wanted to say. Nothing I say, and I say he becomes a nozir that doesn't contradict anything. Anything. And lev is mashlim is dibur. It doesn't contradict anything because he said what he said is a nothing. Now, rotza lehotzi paschitim, hotzi pastam. I wanted to say paschitim. And if I wanted to say pas and I meant paschitim, it's dvarim shebelev. Because when I say stam, I mean everything. Except when I want to say paschitim and I only said part of it, then lev is mashlim is dibur. Completes his dibur. It's a different type. Lev is relevant in that case, too. He said, what happens? If not by Malkam Onus. So Malkam Onus, I wanted to say Ayom, but someone's standing there with a gun in my head and doesn't let me say it. And I wanted to say it. So Leva's Mashlim Adibo. What happens if I wanted to say Hayom and just I got distracted in the middle, I didn't say Hayom, but I wanted to say Hayom. It's also the same halacha. So what does the Gemara say, onus? That if it wasn't onus, there's an issue drop on it. But it's all paschitim where I wanted to say. So he has two different situations where Lev is mashna the debo. One is where I say something, it's mashna medibur, and it's not so sare it at all. And it's makayim, my intent. My intent was to make a neder. I have a neder. But dvarim shebelev, that I thought I'm going to Israel, and therefore I want to be mevata the mekach. No. I wanted a mekach. I said a mekach. I have a mekach. Even though under these circumstances I didn't want to, I should have said that night, and I didn't say that night. Too bad. In these circumstances, you don't want the mekach, too bad. Paschitim Pasorim is another case where Lev is mashlim Nadibu. And that's exactly the cause of Kol Nadiv Kol Ayotze Mipiv Yas. What is that? And if I wanted to say a full statement and I only ended up saying partial, so then also the Lev is mashlim Nadibu. It doesn't have to be a tolls. The Ramban has much more limited. This is the Rashba. Tosis doesn't have all of this. And according to the Rashba, if I said pass and I meant in my mind pass chitim, too bad, I'm stuck with all pass. Also no pass. You said what you wanted to say. Stam means exactly what it says. Stam means exactly what it says. So what you wanted to do is by lev cancel out your dibur. You can't do that. Tosa doesn't have that. Yes.
Why is
because he wanted to say Hayom and didn't end up saying it. And couldn't say it. I wanted to say Hayom, but the guy's standing with a gun at my head and I'm afraid if I say it, he'll blow my brains out. Okay? Very different, because I wanted to say it. And if I want to say it and I end up not saying it, so whether it's because of an onus or because I just got distracted in the middle and didn't say it, but if I wanted to say the whole thing, that's paschitim v'om pas. I wanted to say something and I end up not saying the whole thing. Speak louder. So, what? It's very similar. In the case of Paschi, the Issa Drabbanon doesn't exist in Paschit and Pasora. Because if I said, Peros here Osu Olai Hayom, and I didn't say the whole thing. The Rashba doesn't give the Gdorim when there is an Issa Drabbanon and when there's no Issa Drabbanon. What does he say here? He says, V'chishara Rabbanon Mishamon, so he's sure to rise. El mid Rabbanon hu di'osu. The whole Issa is only Drabbanon. If this is the same thing as Paschitim Pastam, so in Paschitim Pastam, it should be also Drabbanon? No. It's similar. Why? That means something stopped him from saying it. Now, what stopped him from saying it? He doesn't say what stopped him. But the halacha is the same as onus. That's what he means. Now we come to the Ritva and Tosis. What? Hey. So there, I'm not contradicting anything because I didn't say anything. He has to say, I wanted to be. If Nazir over the fun of, and he said, I meant to hey, Betainis, so you end up with zero. No, he just wanted to say a hey. Two separate cases. I wanted to say a hey, and I said a hey. So it doesn't contradict anything. I don't see the Rashba stuck with the same thing that bothered a group of Rishon. When I say stam, do I mean stam, or I can say stam wasn't exactly stam? I meant today, I meant tomorrow, etc. So the Rashba goes with the Mahalach of the Ramban. Stam means stam. All the Ramban's lies for that. Stam means stam. So I say pass. So if I want, but that's very different than a hey. A hey, I say a nothing. And what did the Rashba say? I said a hey, I wanted a nether, and I didn't say what I want to be. I want to be a nazir. I want to be, now the same person who's walking in front of me happens to be very wealthy. So I want to be wealthy like he is. Okay? Well, it could be a million things. So, since I want the nether to be chal, and I said something and nothing in my lave contradicts anything that I said, so lave is something to be mashed on what I said. And this is a klal in general in Dibur, in Dvarim Shebelev. It's not some unique halach of nether, yodos nedarim sheripsos on Torah. The Rashba is against that. No, there's a general klalim everywhere. Now, then he had a problem. What to do with pasim, pas, rotsu lahotzi paschitim, lahotzi pastam. Okay? So, there he says, now he is of the opinion, when I say pas, I mean pas. And paschitim and pastam is exactly, but if I wanted to say pas, and I said pas, and I say, well, in my house, we only refer to pas as rye bread, as spelt bread, as whoever knows what bread you're talking about. So you said pas, and you stuck with pas. Well, your lev is now is going to contradict the dibur. Lev can't contradict the dibur. But if I wanted to say a full dibur, There's another gzeres because if I wanted to say a full dibur, I didn't end up saying a full dibur. So we go by the lev. Another situation where you go by lev. So lev is not a zero. And he's not, it's, okay. Lev is something. Now, if so, there's no special din of onus. I wanted to say hayom, and I didn't say hayom. Why didn't I say hayom? Because if the person would have heard me say hayom, I'd be in trouble. Okay. But let's say another situation, I didn't say hayom. I wanted to say hayom, and I didn't say hayom. So the Gemara says onus shine. He says that's only din d'rabbanan, that he's going to be also on all the papers. That he says. Now, swing over to pass, chitim, and he said pass. Okay, swing over to that. So he said, no. If I want to say pass, chitim, and I said pass, that's just like onus for some reason. I don't know how he assigns one to the other at this point. Now, right. Yes. You're trying to fool the person. You're trying to make it sound like. What? I don't know what that means.
Well, it sounds like that's what it is.
It's only because of the impression. Mashem paschitim paschitim pastam. I'm not giving any false impression. I just end up saying. Okay, could be. Okay. Now there's a ritva, and we have to pull together Tosis. The ritva in pulling together Tosis. But they are of the opinion, the Ramban, Rashba, when I say stam, I mean exactly stam. Now, let's take a look in Tosis. Yes, I want to read Tosis a little more clearly and a little more precisely. No din maharogim v'charomim v'mochsim she'en shel truma v'shel beis hamelech. Hojim arme yesru kol peiros olam olai meinin shel beis hamelech. Ma'asik shom v'libo hayom. U'motzi s'fosav stam. V'av agav d'sfirlo an dvorim shel b'leiv enim dvorim. L'gabi onsin. Efshe. Mashma lo shori el mokom onas. The Afa Pishoma Belibo Hayom, Achanami Litsa Af Pishoma Belibo Chitin, Shalom the Hossam Ayriba Moritz, Lo Hitirlo El Gabayonsim, El Kadeshul Yinu Kalos Rosh Menador, of Tamil Chocham Shori, Afil Shalom Mokomos, Vechem Buchach the time of Mishum Dolome Minele. So what is he saying? Rabbi Glass doesn't like this, but the way I seem to understand Tosis, he says like this: the words Yeshu Kol Peiros HaOlam Olai, it's mashma this and it's mashma that. It's mashma two separate things. Now I have to have them honest what I meant to say. So Tosis says, if I have a lashon that's open to, that means stam is open to interpretation, what limitations I put on the stam. It's open to interpretation. It's mishtam l'treyampi. It can be interpreted this way, it can be interpreted in a whole bunch of ways. So what did I mean? What is the yisip? Pivalibo shava means what I meant to asa. In unclear language, it's what I meant to asa. It's what I meant to asa. So then it's a shayla of nemanis. Amoris is not neman. So, that's it. Then he goes on. It's to say, we have amrinin, the gabi onso, afilu madiro al daito, shari. If you'll say that if, because the person is madihim al daito, and the whole sugi of Nidre Onsen is only talking where there's a madir or mashbia and it's al daito, then they're b'chal no kashas from there, because they're not talking about our case. That means, Tosa says, that in a chanami, if a person says, Yerosu kol peiros olai, it could mean this way, it could mean that way, and it's up to him to interpret it. No? Why is Tosis, and he says, Hayasa Shapir, that would be a smoother pshat. And I'll show you exactly in a second why he says this. The blow on is also. If you don't believe, the marsh was self pirkin. Gabi Moshe, Shbiyash Israel, Al Dasa Kodesh Bro, Al Dait. Filimadir Al Dait, Shari. And the Rosh Hashanah, the below onus, without onus of him madir maldaito, he's going to be also, because the Gemara says so in Choftes. But if he's not madir, he just says stam, Tosaf says, well, that's up to interpretation. And when I say stam, it's this is the key point where he splits off from the Ramban and Rashi. It's a key point. What does stam mean? Open to interpretation means exactly what it says. Open to interpretation. Then it works perfectly, he says. And it's much better pshat. Much self pirkin, gabi mochish b'yisrael, al da'as ha-kodesh baruch hu, al da'atu, v'od nira. Ha'ochah stam pas ha-vidachin, l'ochah shari. He says it could be, the whole reason here is because the word pas always means pas chita. So if I say, so Tosis is saying a tremendous thing here. That if I wanted to say pas, and I said pas, and I said, I meant pas chitim, stam is an open to interpretation. And especially in the case of pas, of chitim, because stam could be, everyone refers to pas, to, when they say the word stam pas, they mean pas chitim. Now, where is Tosus coming from? Tosus is coming from Daf Chav Omed Aleph. Exactly what Allah Zafrid asked before. We have here a Gemara. Shusha Ochal. What does Ochal mean? So it comes along the first Mandoma. Amar Abai, lo lo dechil namash. Lo kash, says Abai. Kama sarvam bolechol, kama shem is sarvam bolechol. Masim b'shem is sarvam bolechol. Reis b'sarvam bolechol. Koma lo achil. That means I use context. The guy's on my head. And he says, shua, I'm going to eat in your house. But what the words I said was, shua, I'm going to eat in your house. What am I talking about? I meant b'loshim b'tmiya because I'm trying to get rid of the guy. So here, context. Context. Now, context is not. What does context mean? To say the absolute is not. It's a much more extreme type of context because it's an absolute contradiction of what I said. Comes along with Vashi. Vashi amatani shushi iyochaloch. Iyochim ailamayim. He said, I'm not going to eat sohu. What's the big chiddush? Lishnedi iskalalei, he stuttered. Nichshavel and eskavin lo mashi. I said, she ochal. He stuttered. Comes along Tosis and asks Akasha, Liam Toma Nishalei, Mayobadaito. So what is it? He says, she ochaloch. Now, she'yochaloch in Hebrew means I won't eat. As I describe it in stutter language, it means it can mean I will eat. So Tosfos says we don't know which language he's talking about. Regular Hebrew or stutter Hebrew? As nemonis. If you take a look in the Me'iri and Daf Chof Amud Aleph, no, he says. If he says I stuttered, that's paschit and pasorim. He wanted to say she'ochal, he said she'yochal. He said something opposite of what he wanted to say. Tosfos says, no, there are two types of language. There's regular language and stutter language. Which language are you talking about? I'm never to say which language I'm talking about. Very straightforward. Now we have a Tosfos. Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. What is Tosfos saying? Chav Beis Amud Beis. It's before we get to the Ritva. Ritva will flesh things out. Beis Eim Akroi, Beis Eim Asfara. Now, this is a weird Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha. So we're all Rishonim jump on him. The Bahag says, this has nothing to do with the normal phrase, nothing to do with it. Here it's a question. There's Loshen B'nai Adam, Loshen Torah. What do you go after? Three sugyas and Adarim. Wonderful. Tosfos doesn't give that teretz. Because there's only one problem with the with the Bahag. Why in the world did the Gemara say, use the Lashon, that everywhere else means Svara? It doesn't mean Svara. It's not a Svara. Svara generally means it's a logical thing. It's not a logical thing. Just check what Lashon B'nai Adam is. Why is this brought in here in this format? So what does Tosa say? Yesh dvarim shein ha-svara pshuto kol kach. He says, why? Because it has the same halacha, yibayo same as svara yibayo same. And Rambam Tosa understood what we're talking about is Lashon B'nai Adam, Lashon Torah. That's what the Gemara says. What do people mean when they say it? You don't have to be any great genius. You don't have to understand that. You just read the Gemara. It's obvious what the Gemara is saying. Tosa says, wait a second. When do I say I go after Lashon B'nai Adam and not Lashon Torah? If I have clear Lashon Torah, I have clear Lashon B'nai Adam. What does Sli mean? What does Mavushal mean? Does Mavushal include Sli? It doesn't include Sli. What does Tirosh mean? It means sweet or it means wine. Clear usage of words. But sometimes people talk in unclear language. Let's say you talked in unclear language. So what do you do? What do you do? So, says Tosas, and the one who says a similar thing is the Ritva Daf Mem Tes, go by Lashon Torah. Why? Why? If Lashon B'nai Adam is unclear, so... So if Lashon B'nai Adam is unclear, what is Tosas told me? Chavavim et Beis. I ask the person, what do you mean? Unclear whether he's stuttering or not stuttering, ask him, did you stutter? You didn't stutter. Very good. But if I have unclear language and against that I have Lashon Torah, so then I go by Lashon Torah. And who says this? The Ritva Daf Mem Tes says it. Now, why would one say such a thing? I'll tell you why one would say such a thing. As if we haven't had enough Gemaras thrown into the Sugya. Throw one more Gemara. In the Dharma Daf Yud Tes. And also the Dharma Daf Samachal. Ein Adam... Mochas Navshilis Feiko. A person doesn't create a suffix situation if there's a Vade situation available. Here's a Gemara. There are two Gemaras. Dafutes. A person says, Hareini Nozim, Engage Pekriyazem Meyakor. If in this pile of wheat, there's 100 kor, I'll be a nozer. Okay. So he's not there. You go to the place. You want to measure it. Too bad. It was stolen. It was lost. It was a fire. It burnt. It can't be there. And you don't know. Is he a nozer misofik or not? So the Gemara has a machlokas here. Ma'ayil inish nafshi l'sveiko or lo ma'ayil inish nafshi l'sveiko. A person puts himself in a suffix, he doesn't put himself in a suffix. Now, let's be very clear. That means, so what do we say? There's an ansad that he said, if that thing is available to be measured. You have the following situation, the Gemara has another quick situation. That to the two people standing and someone's coming from the distance, I say, if that's Reuven, I will be an Ozer. He says, if that's Shimon, I'll be an Ozer. That person turns around and runs off. We don't know if it's Reuven or Shimon or any. So he says, so they should be Suffolk Nozer. Answer is, the Nansada, that he meant only if the person comes and we know who it is. Person doesn't push himself into a Sofek. Now, there's a Sofek if there is a Neder or there's not a Neder. Not language that is vague. Where is there a Sugya language that's vague? Nedarim Daf Samach Aleph. I'll say, I'll be Osir in everything until Pesach. Means till the beginning of Pesach or to the end of Pesach. Vague. Can be this way, can be that way. The Gemara says the same thing. A person doesn't create a situation. So what is it? If I can interpret it, lahakka lahachme, a person when he, so the Gemara says, a machlokas here, in Samach Aleph. You talk vague language. Here I can interpret it in two ways. Not either or. He says, Ad Pesach, Lameimra, the Rameya Sova, Lomayel in Ishnafshinus Fake. Rameya says, till the beginning of Pesach. Why? Because it's a vague language. Rabbi Yossi Sova, there's no such Umdana. Okay. Now, what is Tosis? So that, there it's either this way or this way. Our Tosis, on Chavva. Now, there's a question in those sugyas, how we pass it. It's clear that if it's a question, yes, neder or not neder, that we pass in no neder. That Gemara, Samach Aleph, is talking about Mashmos Haloshin, what the language means. And the Gemara in Nedarim says it's a machlokas then. Comes along the Gemara in Kedushin, says, no, that's not the machlokas there. It's a different machlokas is what's the pshat in those words? Ad v'lo ad b'chol, ad v'yad b'chol. Okay. So the Ramban, Ritva, etc., Paskin, that's not what's happening, Daf Samach Aleph. The Rambam Pasen, that is what's happening on Taf Samach Aleph, and therefore the Rambam Paskins, that when I can interpret it a longer or shorter period of time, it's a shorter period of time, if it's vague. Okay. Now, what has Tosa said? So there are all these Gemaras that talk about what you do with vague language. What you do with vague language. Person puts himself into a suffix, he doesn't put himself in a suffix. So Tosus told us, I'm Naaman. Just, and Tosus says, vague language, I would prefer to say that is independent whether I'm Aretz or a Tam B'Chochem. If I have to, I'd say, it depends whether I'm Aretz or a Tam B'Chochem. If I'm talking subtle language, so then I'm Nama. Doesn't say it depends on Amara Satamaho. Okay. Now, but that's when I have no option but to interpret what he has to say. But let's say it's between Suffolk and a clear language. Which says, then I go by clear language. That's not a then. If Lashon HaYodim is vague and Lashon Torah is clear, then even though normally I paskin that in vague language is nemonis, is this, is that, we'll see now in the Ritva side. But L'mochzinish nafalus fake, if I have a clear language, then I interpret according to clear language. That could be what Tosus means here. Could be. We'll see. It depends on the next house. It says, just like Iboy is saying, Sfari Baris Kvar. If the Sfari is not clear, we need a pulse. If the language is not clear, so then I go by Lashon Torah. And that's, and because it has the same Gedarim of Iboy's aim, Sfari Baris Kvar, that's why he used this weird way of formulating it. So if that is true, and we'll have to see it later when we get into this big Tosus here, Gama Sheikha Sheikha Min Ozen. Then Tosus is setting out certain Gedarim. Vague language, I'm an amonis to say what I mean. But Pivili Boshovin, I can use Lev to, and whatever my Lev says in vague language is fine. A Stam statement can be interpreted either Stam or limited. But I need Nemonis. I may in that situation need Nemonis Tamachon, depending. He preferred not to say that. Yes. But that is how Tosis goes through a very radically different Mahalach. So, a very radically different Mahalach. Wait one second. The Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam agrees with this. Wow. Why? Not so simple. Lechem Mishnah says. What did the Gemara say? Rotsi lehotzi pas chitin, lehotzi pas stam. Let's see how the Rambam quotes this halacha before we get to the Ritva. Beishvus halachiyud. Beishvus halachiyud. The Rambam. Perek Beis Halachiyud Dalet. Goma belibo shelo lecho paschitim. Vanishba shelo lecho pastam. He does not quote the Gemara straight. What are the words he says? Pas. Decided I want to ask paschitim, and he said the words pas. He didn't want it. The Rambam doesn't say he wanted to say paschitim. No. Otzav paschitim. Now, Shepaschitim Pashmo. Why? Could be interpreted one or two ways. Paschitim is included in Pas. Stam, so it's Tosis. Or the other part of Tosis. People, when they talk about wheat bread, talk about, say bread, they mean wheat bread. Could be very vague. The Lechem Mishnah said, why did he have to change who came to the Gemara? Because he wanted to teach you a more extreme halacha. I'm not getting into the details of that. Okay. Now we have a ritva. We have to, and this will flesh out the whole sugya. And tomorrow, what I want to do, just to wrap up everything, I want you to see the various mile inish naftalus fake and give some sort of a logical basis for shita satosis. Why, if it's a vague language, if there's no option, I say, I can say what I meant. But if there's an option of Lashon Torah, then I go by Lashon Torah. Let's just finish off with the Ritva, and that will finish off the Sugi. Gomer libo lehotzi paschit. Yesh appears from nine shulchai b'chol pashabo, the Ravid. I don't like that, he says. Okay. He says, V'yesh mevin raya, bring a raya to the Ravid from Lodron Laraga. He says, no. V'yesh meforshe shenu chai v'lo paschitim d'avi patrino liberesh. Sefer resha samach. V'chein adin. The kevin shelohoye bedaito leesor al atzmo ela paschitim loma yase b'shum pasach mari lohoye pivili boshovim biyisura. How does the Ravid interpret the phrase pivili boshova? The lay he said, the piv said what the lay wanted to say, or you asa what the lay wanted to asa. Very, very clear. The phrase pivili boshovin ya'asa what the lev wanted to ask. even though he said stop. Chenadin, kemi shalom yo bedaitulas, v'hari lo yo pivuli bo shomis, v'hidin odun l'arogim v'charomim, lo dani, lo haklau. D'hozum hozum, acheirim mashbiyim o, he says. That if I said yes through kopeirus ha'olam olai, and I only meant hayom, it's only osa hayom. Only osa hayom. There it's something else. Someone's being mashbiyah him al daito. Oh, that's exactly what Tulsa says. Then he says he's just repeating Tulsa. Okay. Amal hocha shu nishba mi'atzma v'datzat hu nemen al atzma.
He said, and even
no matter if I said the word pas, whether I wanted to say pas, I just wanted to say pas, no matter what I said, I can interpret and I can limit it, and I will also what I wanted to say also. He says. Now, the shocking thing was that Das Rabbeinu Ramban. I don't know where he got that from. Okay. So this ritual is just Tosis. It's one sheet. But still, we have to understand more clearly is finishing off Tosis. If I have vague language, what the halacha of vague language. That's a small thing. Now, getting back to the Mishnah Melech, where we got all this. So Stam Loshen is Loshen B'nei Adam. But I'm now meant to say, I said Loshen Torah. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim are arguing as follows, that if a person asks himself Bachila, was his Kavanah to asa like Yisurei Torah, everyone agrees that. And Tosus says what here? Hafala from the base. Avagam no shal kol shul kidon begmar. Stoma de milsa daito astam achilo sheva Torah. Tosus doesn't say that this is the machokas between Rekiva and the Chachamim. Stam person's asked to asa like achilo sheva Torah. It could fit very well in with the Mishnah Melech. What doesn't fit in with the Mishnah Melech is Rashi. And he wanted to make it fit with Rashi, but I think Misha Dembowski, pointed that out to me. When Rashi says, Mufarish is kol shuhu, if I say, Shua shalo ochal kol shuhu, okay. So, what am I saying? My kavon, even though it's not a question, Loshen Ayodah, Loshen Torah, this and that. So I'm saying what I want. I'm very clear what I want. I'm not asering Loshen Torah. I'm asering Loshen Ayodah. Fine. So what does Rashi say? Remember Farish? Because of Asheri. What do I need Asheri for? What do I need Asherai for? That Rashi, the Chorid, does not fit with at all with the whole Mishnah Melech's approach. Mishnah Melech is very smooth to many, many Rishonim, and it makes a lot of sense. With Rashi, I have a headache. And what bothers me more is he began with Rashi. He got started by Rashi. Don't say the machlokas. No. That's not possible. And he begins with Rashi. And the only one he ends up with is Akashas on Reish Aleph Mem. Because Misha Dembowski asks a powerful kasha. I have no terrors to that kasha at this point. Misha Melech works perfectly. Now, I gave a suggested shot in Tosus, this Tosus, depending on all these things, what do you do with vague language, vague situations, all, what do you do with shvuos and dorim in vague situations, vague language, and the like. In order to finish that off, we have to see what Tosa says here, Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay, no big deal. But we also have to finish off Shtiyah Bechal Achil. So we'll work through this Gemara tomorrow. Bingo. And go off to the Gemara Kufchof, what Shia B'chal Achila means. And then we move on.